Good afternoon. So the Influenza Incident Surveillance Project, or IISP, was the only population-based surveillance system in the United States to monitor year-round influenza-like illness, or ILI, in the outpatient setting. And it had the capacity to determine the proportion of ILI due to influenza and other respiratory viruses, as well as the age-specific incidence of ILI visits due to influenza and other respiratory viruses. So the IISP was initiated in 2009 and lasted for seven surveillance years. And it consisted of state or local health departments that participated by each recruiting 5 to 6 healthcare providers. These providers were required to have a low weekly patient population, and they also had to be able to estimate their underlying patient population size by 8 age groups. The combination of all providers recruited by a state or local health department had to represent all age groups. So clinics participating in the program reported weekly ILI and all-cause patient visit counts. And they also collected respiratory specimens from the first 10 ILI patients each week for RT-PCR testing at the public health laboratory. In all years, all specimens were tested for influenza, and then from 2010 on, they were also tested for a respiratory virus panel. Then incidence was calculated using the patient population size as the denominator. So we observed ILI visit rates were generally constant across years, but they did vary consistent with seasonal variation in virus circulation. Across the seven surveillance seasons, the incidence of ILI ranged from about 14 per 1,000 population in 2011-12 season to 34 per 1,000 population in the 2014-15 season. Here is shown the percent positivity by week of influenza in the red and other respiratory viruses in the tan among ILI patients. And we can see that at the peak of influenza circulation, a substantial portion, about 45% to 70% of ILI visits were associated with influenza. And then when we add in multivirus testing results, we account for about 70 to 80% of ILI during peak influenza circulation. And then across all weeks, an average of 53% of ILI was accounted for. Overall, the highest incidence of outpatient ILI visits was generally associated with influenza, though the contribution of the other viruses added up to a substantial proportion. The non-influenza viruses with the highest incidence per 1,000 population were rhinoviruses and enteroviruses, RSV, and coronaviruses. These two figures demonstrate the age-specific rates of ILI visits and influenza-associated ILI visits from two surveillance seasons. Just as an example, I've shown the 2012-13 season and the 2014-15 season. And these show that the bulk of the burden due to ILI is among children aged less than 5 years, while the influenza incidence is highest among children aged 2 to 4 and 5 to 17 years. And this figure demonstrates the median incidence across surveillance years of virus-associated ILI visit rates by age group. And again, when we look at multivirus testing by age, we do see the trend that the incidence of influenza is highest among patients aged 5 to 17 and 2 to 4 years, while the incidence of other respiratory virus-associated ILI tends to be greater among children aged less than 5 years of age. So though the IISP program, through the IISP program, we were able to determine the incidence and prevalence of ILI and associated respiratory viruses by age, we observed that the highest incidence of ILI visits was associated with influenza, rhinoviruses, enteroviruses, and RSV, and influenza rates were highest among older children, while the incidence of other respiratory viruses was highest among very young children. I'd like to acknowledge the many people who have worked on IISP through the years, and thank you for your time.